What's up, Raphael?
Hey, this is Alfonso with Linker Carter. How you doing, Steven?
Good, buddy.
How's it going? How's your Friday?
Uneventful.
You got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm gonna barbecue a pig.
Nice. I've never had pig. How is that?
You got a roaster, you know, you gotta take about 60 pounds, put it on a pole and tie it on there, and got a little electric motor and a little gear system that kind of turns it slow. And
mm-hmm. How long does that normally take you to cook?
60 pounds will take about 8 hours.
Wow.
Then you stuff it full of, you can stuff the pig full of about anything, oranges and pineapples, limes, lemons, or one year we did sausage and sauerkraut, Cornish hens in it.
Nice.
And, yeah, I'm going to, my son just had a baby a little while ago, and we're going
nice.
To combine that celebration with my dad's retirement, and bada boom, bada bing.
Nice. Well, did your son have a boy or girl?
Little girl. Second
wow.
Little girl.
Nice.
And she's the oldest, the older daughter. She's 3 years old, and she's just having a great time with her little baby sister, so.
That's good. Congrats on being a grandpa.
Oh, yeah. I could just tell everyone else to go to hell. I love my grandchildren, man. My grandchildren. I tell you what, when you get older, you'll really appreciate it. When you have kids and that. And, man, do not let the little things go by. Just, them kids will absorb everything you do. They will absorb. And they will, and my kids today tell me, they write me little letters and stuff, and they remember when I did this and that and played board games. We used to play tons of board games, and we used to, we didn't have a whole lot of money, and getting the station wagon loaded up with a little charcoal grill and some hot dogs, and never had a map, just pointed a car and went somewhere, and usually found a lake, got the poles out, and cooked a little dinner, and they just absolutely, like I said, that was better vacations than they had when going to Universal Studios or anything like that.
I can only imagine. Yeah, it's you're hanging out with your family.
Just a little words of wisdom, son, when you get old and get married.
Oh yeah, those are like the best life advice I can get.
And you won't regret it, because I never had a single problem with my kids. No drugs, no cops, no.
Wow.
Nobody, no. All I got ever was compliments from everybody about how well behaved they are.
Wow, that's amazing. That's cool. He's really successful too, huh? Your son, is his business?
Oh yeah, he's 20. No, he just turned 30 and runs a major lab at a pretty big hospital down in Columbus. So.
Wow, and he's doing really well for himself too, huh?
He's doing good. Just bought himself his first house and a nice ranch home with about an acre of ground. He's lucky, you know, I taught him how to fix a few things and sit up here and there. Of course, the old man's in there, you know, updating it up to a little bit for him, so.
Right. Well, that's amazing. Hey, Steven, I was actually trying to get in contact with you. Did you end up getting an email from either your daughter or your son?
No, I didn't get in any contact with anybody last night. The occasion didn't rise up. My
mm-hmm.
sister, she doesn't get home till like 12:30, 1 o'clock. She runs an eye clinic in Akron, and my daughters, I know they work. It just didn't come up. So,
mm-hmm.
But I'm really curious. What bank are you representing?
Bank of Cardiff, CARDIFF.
Yeah, their headquarters is where?
our headquarters are, I believe, overseas. And this is our main office in the U.S.
Okay, that's why I have a problem with the head office overseas.
You had an office overseas?
No, that's where I have a problem.
Uh-huh. What was that?
With dealing with a company that's overseas.
Oh, why is that, though?
Well, to tell you, my bankers here in town, they're just small-town guys. I mean, they've treated me good. When I was building my house, I actually did it on a handshake, and you know, I was lucky, and so I really feel obligated that if I were to get some more capital funds and that, to give them first chance.
Right. Do you know how much you would be getting from them? I'd be happy to help you. Pretty sure we have, you know, we established a relationship. You seem like a good guy. And I'd love to help you out also. I'm not definitely trying to step on any toes also, but...
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it, but you got to see where I'm coming from.
Right.
My bread and butter is over here in Ohio and with local...
All right, Richard, have a good weekend. Hey,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
These guys are like in the Rotary and they're in the Moose Club and shit. You see them and.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we have a file over here. It's in underwriting.
You know, they send me business and.
Right, right.
I appreciate your effort, young man. I really do. I think you're going to do good.
No, no problem. You know, I just wanted to, you know, kind of be like a second option. Maybe if you did want to shop around. I mean, the process is short, but I want to see what I can do for you just in case you do want to shop around and you see what you can qualify with us also. So that way you do have options, you know?
Sure. Well, I do got your number. I got it in my Rolodex here.
Okay.
And let me see. I'll have a better idea this winter because I think I entertained the thought of like I say, buying a house, fixing it up, and flipping it.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Well, if you can't get any sort of funds through your local banks, we would love to kind of fill in the gap of I would love to be that person to help you out.
All right, buddy.
All right, Steven. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And then, is it okay if I follow you up with maybe in a month or so?
Let's see. The month will be September.
Mm-hmm.
Probably around. Middle October, end of October, something like that.
All righty, middle October.
I'm going to see what the feds are going to do. They're about ready to raise.
Exactly.
So.
And then do you take advantage of the tax write-offs at the end of the year? Tax person?
With the business loan?
Yeah, with the Section 179, tax write-off for bringing on equipment.
Yeah, I itemized everything. My accountant itemized everything and depreciated it.
Right.
So, you can only depreciate it, I don't know, so many years or...
Yeah, I heard, you can depreciate it. Well, the law right now is, max is $500K. So if you wanted to bring on some capital or equipment just for, you know, tax purposes. I know a lot of business owners do that also.
$500,000, yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. That's a max.
I mean, my kind of loan would be, for me, $100,000.
How much?
About $100,000.
$100,000.
At the most would be what I'd want.
Capital. Is that how much you want, or is that how much you need?
No, that'd be the most I'd ever ask for.
Okay.
I mean, I got all my tools. I got ladders. I got equipment. I got all the saws. I got drywall equipment. I've got tons of drills. I got everything I need as far as, you know, hand tools and stuff like that. The only thing I would need is to use the funds to purchase a house at a good price.
Right.
Low enough price that to put a little bit of money into it and turn it over and make a profit.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's a really good investment also. Do you know what something like that would cost and your return on it?
Well, you never know until you buy the house. And,
mm-hmm.
You got to know the location, if that area is attracting any people into it. You don't want to buy a house for $10 and find out it's in the middle of the desert where nobody wants to fucking live.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got a great price on it, but guess what,
Nobody wants to live there.
I'm going to be able to run it to would be some sheep herders on it. So, we'll see. I also have a plan with, I want to help. I look at a paper and there's tons of people that are losing their houses to foreclosures for back taxes.
It's for the collateral. Like, that's where the government just comes in.
And I think it's bullshit, depending on the guy's history. Property taxes is a real sore subject for me because I bought an acre of land. I busted my balls and built a house. I paid taxes on it once.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked from paycheck to paycheck to build a house.
Right.
Did everything myself. And all of a sudden, here comes the county and says, well, you owe us more money for the improvement. I'm like, what the fuck? I said, I don't see any of you guys out here shoveling dirt or nailing shingles or doing anything, and then you're penalizing me for that? I think that's totally wrong.
I think I've seen a movie on that, too.
That's terribly wrong. Now, if the house goes up for sale and someone buys it, then let them adjust the property tax to that.
Mm-hmm.
But don't charge me out the nose for buying a vacant piece of land, using my own money to improve it.
Sure.
And then penalize me for improving it.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe... There's actually regulations and then specific wood you have to use.
I don't know what it's like out in California, but...
I'm pretty sure it's the same way out here, anywhere in the U.S. also.
The schools are always screaming for more damn money to build new schools.
Yeah, and then the teacher pay is, like, ridiculous also. They're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, they're not getting paid enough. I'd rather see the money go to the teachers, but... And the same thing, they've got so much overstaffing. They got a principal, assistants to the principal, a vice principal, assistant to the vice principal.
So, with that, I have a pretty good understanding of the law on that.
Just way too many people trying to divide the pie so much.
Seems like we should.
And there's less kids. So, anyway, get way off topic.
Yeah.
Check with me later.
So you said mid-October?
Yeah, check me in the middle of October. I want to ask a good friend of mine that's a really good carpenter, too.
Mm-hmm.
He gets laid off in the winter, and I want to see if he wants to go in with me and get a little venture going. So.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, if you know any other business owners that are looking for some either working capital or equipment financing, I'm sure your son... I'm not sure if he has any growth plans or anything else he wants to do along those lines. Feel free to give him my number. I would love to help, anyone out wanting to grow and expand and help a lot more people out.
All right.
Alrighty, Steven. Do you have my number, just in case something does come up?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's 858-252-1487.
There you go. Feel free. Ask for me, Alfonso. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Steven.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Keep a good attitude, and I'll talk to you later.
Most definitely. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.